Good morning. It's that time again. Time for another episode of Cup of Joe with CEO, Mr. Wayne Brown. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks.
I am your host, Cole Watkins. Today we are talking about everything in the world of Aggressor. These are our quarterly sit-downs where we talk about updates to the company, information about the company, specials, and sometimes a teaser or two about what we got coming up on the horizon. And if you're new to the channel or watching us for the first time, be sure you can to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or even on YouTube, where you can see these episodes.
Welcome to the Inspired by Adventure podcast, bringing you the adventure across the airwaves.
You ready to get into it?
Let's go.
How's your morning going?
Good, good.
All right, so we've been busy. We've got a lot of stuff going on. DEMA is coming up, as everyone knows, which is the biggest trade show, business-to-business trade show. And we've got the catalog coming. We've got news on some dry docks. A lot of stuff to jump into today.
Okay.
Are you ready? Let's talk about Chiang Mai, starting this Saturday. I'm so excited.
Yeah, so we're expanding on our safari and signature lodges. So this, in 2 days, our signature lodge in Chiang Mai, Thailand, will open for our first customers. Very excited.
Yeah.
The owner over there, Ong, has been with us when the original Thailand Aggressor. Mm-hmm. Great owner, knows how to provide for our customers the luxury service that we're known for.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a whole week of cultural adventures over there that is amazing. My wife and I did it a few years ago. The mountains, northern Thailand and Chiang Mai, is a beautiful place. Lots of culture over there, lots of history.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to go to some elephant sanctuaries where they rescue elephants, take care of them for the remainder of their life.
Bathe them.
Yeah, you can bathe them That's if you awesome. Like. They do that every day.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Long Neck tribes, all the local hill tribes up there.
Mm-hmm.
And that really is how the lodge, the signature lodge, was developed. So when you go over there, all the chalets and the main lodge, all crafted after the local hill tribe buildings over there. So very unique to that area.
Mm-hmm.
We have our own gardens out front where we're growing most of our vegetables, rice,
mm-hmm.
And organics. It's going to be a great addition to our destinations.
Yeah, so when you and Dana went and did that trip, what would you say was the most memorable excursion you guys did that our guests will be doing?
You know, everybody loves the cultural experiences as much as you like. Maybe if you go diving, you dive a little bit. Or if you go to the river cruise, you know, you go see the antiquities. But, you know, the cultural interactions is always what people remember the most. And
okay.
So you're going to get a huge amount of that over there, because every morning we're going to go out and visit, you know, a local either hill tribe or cultural exchange, go to some of the temples over there, and the antiquity sites. And so that's, you know, what you're going to bring back about your memory of Thailand the most.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear that Chiang Mai also is going to have a birding element as we're getting into the birding market with our destinations on like the Nile River cruise and Sri Lanka. It's nice to hear and see some of these pictures of these birds that I've never even seen before that they can be able to get a glimpse at.
Yeah, we have a lot of hiking trails available. So if you're a birder or a birding group and you want to book, that's available as well.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a special, an opening special for $1,000 off. It's good through March this year on select weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So I encourage you, if you're haven't booked yet, to look at those as a good incentive to go over there and try it during some of the best months of the year to see Thailand.
That's right. All right. We are excited to see that. Can't wait to see the photos coming through next week. All right. So touched on DEMA. Let's hear your everything on DEMA.
DEMA is our only industry-only trade show we do every year, but it's massive. It's really big. It's 4 days. Moves around the country between Orlando, New Orleans, and Las Vegas.
Right.
This year's in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
It's 4 days. We have thousands of industry professionals come through, dive shops, resellers, tour operators that are coming through to either they're already resellers of ours and they are looking what to book with us through 2029, or they're new resellers, new dive shops that want to sign up with us to be a seller of Aggressor Adventures.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a lot of training going on. So we have seminars on how working with Aggressor Adventure works and how the commissions work. We also have seminars on new destinations like Chiang Mai.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great time for us to reconnect with a lot of worldwide resellers and travel agents that we don't get to see typically throughout the year, because they all come to DEMA, and we get to spend some quality time with them.
Is there any particular type of company that you look forward to meeting at the DEMA show, just that might bring a new innovative type thing that we can bring into Aggressor that you might be looking to meet this time?
Yeah, so there is. It is a trade show. There's hundreds and hundreds of booths with new products. So we travel the show every morning when we can have time to see what new is out there. So maybe it's a new underwater light that is brighter and lasts longer and charges quicker. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a new underwater camera system for our customers. Mm-hmm. We're always looking for something that might be a benefit to our guests while they're out there traveling the world. It is a dive specific trade show, mm-hmm. although a lot of people sell other trips like we do, where we sell the signature lodges and the river cruises. Mm-hmm. So you do see some of that available out there, some binoculars and mm-hmm. land-based cameras only, but we're always out there looking for what might be new and innovative in the industry.
And I believe we're at booth 1315. Do you remember that?
That's correct.
1315. So if you are in the industry at the DEMA show and want to come by and say hello, booth 1315. let's see, what else we got here? Catalog.
Yeah, so we have our new catalog out. It just came out this week. It's up as a flip book on our website.
Yeah,
we do this once a year, and it highlights all of our destinations, our new destinations, a lot of information about how to get there, what you'll do during the week when you go there. Mm-hmm. So it's a great resource that you can keep around all year until the next one comes out. Mm-hmm. And again, not only do we have these that we mail out, if you want one, we can send you a paper copy. It's also on the website. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's a flip book.
Yep.
And we send these out to a lot of our resellers and dive shops that want to have them for their customers. So mm-hmm. it takes a long time to put that together. It's probably a 4-month process.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we edit it to try to make sure there's no mistakes in it when we publish it.
Little side story. Yesterday, I went upstairs to show Sabina that it was done. And she found a typo. She was pulling my leg. Scared the crap out of me. Yeah, I thought she was serious. Anywho, let's give a shout out to Armand Creative, which is our, how would we describe him exactly?
He's our advertising agency.
Okay, so Matt Armand does a great job there. He's done a lot of the outside the box thinking on some of these ads we've been doing lately that got a lot of attention. Would you like to touch on that?
So we typically change up our magazine advertising and online advertising every month. So a lot of companies have the same ad, not only every year but for years. I mean, I've seen ads that are out there for decades.
Oh wow.
So we try to change it up every month, just something different. Mm-hmm. And every once in a while, we get kind of a wild brain idea and send it to Matt, and he's able to really capitalize on it. So, for instance, last few months, we had one called a 1966 special. So 1966 is when kind of the psychedelic movement came out.
Yeah.
So I sent that to Matt, and he came out with some crazy, great creative for that special that incorporated all those psychedelic colors and text and fonts. Mm-hmm. It was one of our biggest specials that we've ever ran. Mm-hmm. He also did a movie poster. I had an idea a few months ago about doing something, because a lot of our ads are 2-page spreads, so we can do a little more on them. Mm-hmm. But doing something that looks like a movie poster, and he knocked that out of the box also.
Some of Blockbuster.
Yeah, he's been our advertising agency for decades, literally, and does such a great job.
Yeah. Shout out to Matt. Great job, Matt. Moving on, we have 4 of our liveaboards that have recently come out of dry dock. That's the Bahamas Aggressor 2, the Turks and Caicos Aggressor 2, the Bahamas Aggressor 1, and the Raja Ampat Aggressor.
Every 2 years we go into dry dock. We have to go twice in 5 years. So rather than trying to figure that math out, we just go every other year because it really needs it.
Yeah.
From not only just refreshing the linens and touching up the paint and carpeting, pushing it for 3 years really just doesn't quite keep the standard up there that
the aggressor
we would like.
Standard, the bar.
Yeah. So this year, between all the dry docks, we changed, like Turks and Caicos, we took all the carpeting off the walls and put up some really, really nice wallpaper that looks great. Mm-hmm. Redid the carpet. Raja Ampat Aggressor did a complete whole paint. So they went with a new gray scheme that we're moving to slowly. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, all of them have all the basic dry docks. We have to go in, we have to clean and pressure wash the hole and repaint it and mm-hmm. replace the zincs do the props and the shafts and seals and sea strainers, all that basic stuff we have to do. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we look at what we need to do from a customer focus standpoint. So, yeah. you know, what needs to be repainted, what linens need to be changed, carpet, maybe changing out cabinets that are you know, dated or a little scratched up. Mm-hmm. Equipment, you know, we put a new dishwasher, we put a new coffee maker. So yeah. all that comes into the to play. Every time we go into a dry dock.
Yep, that's right. That's right. We're kind of flying through our call here, but we did have a note today that you might be wanting to talk about a few destinations that are potentially coming up.
Yeah, so we always have, I don't know, I probably have a dozen destinations on my desk that are in various phases of approval. Mm-hmm. It takes a while to get them up and running because we have to first go there and test it and make sure that whatever the destination is, whether it's diving or Signature Lodge or River Cruise, that it's going to be an acceptable experience for our guests. So we, mm-hmm. we go there and put together as much as the typical adventure would be if we're running it, and then make a decision there, is it a go or no go? Mm-hmm. And then from that, then we start looking at approvals. So we got to have local government, country, and state licenses and permits, and that takes a while to get those together, and then we start looking at the asset. Is it a river cruise vessel? Is it a liveaboard yacht? Is it a Signature Lodge? What is that going to look like? Start drawing up the plans. Mm-hmm. It just takes quite a while.
Sure.
The good news is we have two that are coming up that will be announced. One will be a new liveaboard that's going to come up early spring, probably late winter, early spring will be available that we'll announce, and then the second one will probably be late next year, could be early 2027. We're just trying to figure out the logistics of getting the liveaboard there, getting it all permitted. Mm-hmm. And getting all the moorings in place and the route. It's a brand new destination. There's no other liveaboards in either one of these destinations. So it's going to be great news for our guests to have two new brand new liveaboard destinations that no other liveaboard is there now.
Mm-hmm. That's all he's giving you. He's not telling you what continent. He's not telling you what country.
No, it is ocean. It is in different continents and different places around the world. So it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, awesome. All right. Anything else for this quarter?
No, we're just, you know, busy as usual. I got the holidays coming up. So I hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving and Christmas, and mm-hmm. look forward to doing another one in the first of the year.
Okay. Thank you guys for stopping by for another episode of Cup of Joe with CEO, and we will see you guys next time. Take care.
Thanks for tuning into the Inspired by Adventure podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you haven't already, please subscribe through iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. See you next time.